is the European expansion into the Americas, which brought diseases like smallpox that the natives of America had never experienced before, especially diseases resulting from the domestication of animals. It is possible that the domestication of the dog by Homo sapiens may have contributed in spreading foreign diseases among the Neanderthals. Whether or not this occurred, it is highly likely that the interactions between the two groups became much more intimate at one point. The Neanderthals were able to make and use a diverse set of sophisticated tools, control fire, make and wear clothing, and create decorations and ornaments. There is even evidence that the Neanderthal buried their dead with grave offerings, a practice that is also associated with later Homo sapiens, which suggests the two species were exchanging ideas, such as tool-making and rituals. Archaeological sites from Spain to Russia have been discovered that contain transitional stone tools associated with either Homo sapiens or Neanderthals. From the archaeological evidence alone, it is difficult to determine the level of interactions that were held at these sites. These sites may have been used at the same time. There is also strong genetic evidence of mating between Homo sapiens and the Neanderthals. This theory was proposed as far back as 1907, but it was not until recently that science has been able to demonstrate that the genomes of all non-Africans include portions that are Neanderthal in origin. It is estimated that around 2% of the DNA in Europeans and some Asians is shared with ancient Neanderthal DNA. Ötzi the Iceman, who died about 5,300 years ago and is the oldest European mummy yet discovered, was found to have had an even higher percentage of Neanderthal DNA. Geneticists also discovered that while modern human nuclear DNA is linked with ancient Neanderthals, no mitochondrial DNA, which is passed on from the mother, is. This suggests that Neanderthal males were able to mate with Homo sapien females and produce fertile offspring that then carried the human mother's mitochondrial DNA, whereas the Homo sapien males who mated with Neanderthal females produced only sterile or unsuccessful offspring. Whatever the case may be, not much of the Neanderthal genome seems to have survived within the gene pool of modern humans today. The Neanderthals, the history of the extinct humans who were contemporaries of Homo sapiens in Europe, looks at the evolution of the Neanderthals and examines the theories regarding how they went extinct. Early evolution. All life can be traced to single-cell life forms, approximately 4 billion years ago. It was not until the early Paleozoic era, around 500 million years ago, that the first vertebrates begin appearing in the fossil record. It is very possible that these types of life forms date back even earlier, but either were not preserved in the fossil record or have yet to be uncovered by scientists. In the Paleozoic era, there were several varieties of fish, amphibians, and reptiles. By the end of this geological period, around 250 million years ago, mammal-like reptiles begin to appear that may be the earliest ancestors of mammals. During this period in Earth's history, the position of the continents was vastly different from what it is today, and through continental drift, the crusts of the Earth were shifting and colliding, resulting in volcanic activity and earthquakes. During the Paleozoic era and earlier, the continents are believed to have formed a single supercontinent known as Pangaea. The land masses began drifting apart, and it was not until around 65 million years ago that the positions of the land masses shifted to roughly where they are today. These environmental factors had a significant influence on the evolution of life. Land animals such as primates became isolated from one another. And following an early extinction-level event came the Mesozoic era, which took place from around 225 million years ago until another extinction-level event 65 million years ago. During this time, dinosaurs dominated the landscape, the air, and the sea, but the earliest definite mammals also began to enter the fossil record. Meanwhile, the earliest example of placental mammals dates to 70 million years ago, or near the end of the Mesozoic era. This form of mammalian evolutionary adaptation continued into the Cenozoic era and until the present day, and it is found in a majority of mammal species. The Cenozoic era is divided into seven distinct epochs: the Paleocene, Eocene, Oligocene,